Michael Libby and Insight on Business, the News Hour, is supported by the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, the premier business organization moving Iowa forward, iowaabi.org. And by Taro International, expert employee training across many disciplines is critical to productivity. Learn more at taro.com.
Welcome back. It is a Friday afternoon with us in studio, as she is each and every Friday, even before Christmas Eve yet. Wow, this is dedication. Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. Stuff to do in the metro. There's nothing going on in the metro. I mean, we got this is the day before Christmas Eve. I don't think anybody's in their offices today.
I don't think so.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, this week was kind of light.
Mm-hmm.
And then tomorrow's Christmas Eve, right?
That's right.
Okay. And then Sunday would be Christmas Day. Yeah?
That's right.
So, like, weekend things to do. Eh?
Well, we've got some. I dug some up for you,
well,
Michael.
Very good. Yeah.
I was able to.
Our tradition is to go watch a movie and eat Chinese.
Well, yeah.
That's kind of our tradition.
Yeah, we have our reservation at Shanghai.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go.
We always do. That's right. Christmas Eve tradition.
There you go. All right. So, what's cooking? What's going on in the metro?
All right. Well, if you haven't yet, hit up the holiday lights, the jolly holiday lights in Altoona.
It's still going on.
It is still going on, and it has been crazy busy.
Really?
Crazy busy. I mean, they've been having to cut it off like an hour before close for cars because they just can't get everybody through. It's been the most popular year yet.
Yeah, well, you know, it's in a better location,
mm-hmm.
I think.
That's right.
Yeah, it's
But get there early. That's my advice. Starts at 5:30. Get there at 5 o'clock. Bring some snacks and get through it early because there's been some craziness.
Good.
Jolly Holiday Lights. Do that through next weekend. This is it. This is your last week.
This is all this week.
All this week. All this week. Every night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ends next weekend. So if you haven't done it yet.
Is that a charity?
It is. Yeah, the Make-A-Wish.
Make-A-Wish mm-hmm. Foundation. That's right.
That's right. Fun stuff.
I was through it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that was in Waterworks Park.
That's right.
I have not gone
it
out
is.
To Altoona
They've
yet.
Added a lot of lights. It's very okay. nice. Very
yeah.
nice.
All right.
Let's see. Oh, you can also catch, this one is the last week, this week and next week, the last few weeks to see Triple Espresso.
You know.
Yeah.
I talked to some people that went to see Triple Espresso. Mm-hmm. They were just so delighted.
It's funny.
Yeah.
It's hilarious. Yeah. Yes, it is very funny.
Well, I think one of the longest running shows that's come to Des Moines.
That's
on a
right.
basis.
It's been like 16 years or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you seen?
Have you I
seen?
Did. I've been a couple times.
Good.
Yeah. Very funny. Very, very funny.
Do they change it up from year to year?
No.
Yeah.
But it's funny. So if you wait long enough between you, like, you know, in between times you've seen it, you forget. So
right.
it's funny again.
Right. And, yeah. and you know, and in my case, I could see it yesterday and then go mm-hmm. again tomorrow.
That's right. See?
Wow, a new experience.
People like Michael, you can yeah. see it 3 days in a row. And
yeah, it's still not
it's a new
what
experience.
The heck you saw.
Awesome. Triple Espresso at the Temple Theater. They've got Friday night shows, Saturday night shows, Sunday shows. Go see it if you need something fun to do.
All right.
Now we're getting into Christmas. We have something even for you on Christmas.
No way.
That's right.
How did you do that?
I'm just amazing. Christmas, if you don't feel like cooking, the Two Rivers Grill inside the West Des Moines Marriott is having their Christmas brunch. They do this every year. Very nice.
Wow.
Christmas buffet brunch at the Two Rivers Grill right there on Jordan Creek Parkway.
Oh, this is in West Des Moines.
Okay. Yes, the West Des Moines Marriott. Sorry about that. The Two Rivers Grill, West Des Moines Marriott is having their annual brunch.
Nice.
They do Santa. They've got it all for you. So if you don't want to do it at home, you just want to pay somebody else to do it, you can do the Two Rivers Grill brunch on Christmas. That's the 25th, Sunday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. I would call to make a reservation if you're going to do this.
Sure.
But we've done it a couple of years, actually, and it's really, really good.
Very
yeah.
good.
All the fixins, everything
what,
you love about Christmas.
What, you don't slave over the stove?
No, actually, no. I actually don't. I go to the Christmas brunch every so often.
Very good.
This year I'm not, but if you would like to, check that out. All right, here's something. We have got a couple things for next week because the kids will be off of school. It's Christmas
That's right,
break.
Yeah.
So there's some things to do to get out of the house so you're not stuck in the house with kids all week long. Cookies and Canvas at the Hy-Vee Market Grill. So, you know, like the Wine and Canvas event?
Sure.
Which I have one for you coming up, too, for adults, but this one is for the kids. Cookies and Canvas. This is at the Hy-Vee Market Grill in Johnston, December 27th. So we're talking Tuesday night, 6 to 8 p.m., $20. The kids get to paint a penguin and eat cookies. at the Market Grill for $20. It's like a whole painting
and
class.
And you get cookies, too.
And you get cookies, and you get a painting class.
Paint a penguin.
And you paint a penguin, yeah. And they take you step by step. They take the kids. So, like, you're not just wasting your money, because sometimes you sign up for things, and you're like, what is this? This doesn't even look like a penguin. They take you step by step to make sure it looks like a penguin.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Fun stuff
for
the kids.
What a great memorial piece to remember the winter of 2016.
That's right. I'm trying. That's what year it is, Michael. Yeah. Yes. Did you see Triple Espresso yesterday?
I did. Okay. Not the foggiest idea what I saw.
Funny. Oh, here's another one you can do with the kids. This is a morning one. Also on December 27th from 10:30 a.m. to 12 p.m., Building with Gingerbread at the Des Moines Botanical Garden.
Yeah.
That's right. Just show up and you might want to register ahead of time, but you show up and you make gingerbread things. You build with gingerbread. I'm guessing houses and whatnot, yeah. Maybe
barns.
Other things, whatever you'd like.
Silos. You build silos.
That's right. But it's a child-adult couple pairing that they pair you up with. For $18, maybe somebody else's kid, I don't know, just whoever you want to build gingerbread with, $18. An additional kid is $10, and you build gingerbread things.
I think that, you know, if you're building houses, gingerbread houses, wouldn't it be cool to kind of intermingle various holidays?
Absolutely.
Like you could have a Valentine's Day gingerbread house.
Sure.
Or a haunted house for
That's
Halloween.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, we made ugly sweaters for our ugly sweater party this year, and Nathan wanted one, of course, and he wrote Happy Easter on his.
Very good.
So why not? There you go. All right. Building with Gingerbread at the Greater Des Moines Botanical Garden at 10:30.
Right?
That's Tuesday, 10:30 a.m. Go onto the website and make sure you get a spot for that. All right. Here's another one to do. This one you don't even need to register for. Just go. Anytime. This is all week long, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Do-it-yourself blown glass ornaments at Studio Fuzishu. We talked about this before. Studio Fuzishu, blown glass ornaments, do-it-yourself, ages 9 and up. So you can even take the kids to blow their own glass. 9-year-old kids blowing their own glass. Yes. Bring a group of friends. Bring the Girl Scout troop. Bring whoever you want. And they teach you how to blow glass ornaments.
From when to when?
They're just open from 9 to 7, and they're $20 per ornament. This is at Studio Fuzishu in Johnston, Chambery Boulevard in Johnston, right off of 86th Street there. From 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., you just show up.
Blow glass
through the 31st,
ornaments.
Through the end of the year, you just show up, $20, blown glass ornaments.
Wow, that's kind of
cool. But obviously you want to do it before Christmas to, you know, hang out on the tree.
Well,
or, you know, Christmas time.
But, you know, if you're like some families, you keep the bush up until, what, Easter?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I remember it still being up in March a couple of years. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Anyway,
fine.
But yeah,
blown
something to do.
Ornaments.
Kids
nice.
Have off of school, need something different to do, go blow a glass ornament. All right. We have got, we talked about the cookies and canvas. Wine and canvas.
There we
go. Here's the good stuff. At the Hy-Vee Market Grill on Floor Drive, this one's December 28th. This one's Wednesday. So you've already got your Tuesday stuff. Now we're on to Wednesday. 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., $35. You paint whatever they're painting. You drink wine. And you do it at Hy-Vee Market Grill on Floor. Wine and canvas night. That's right. Call Hy-Vee on Floor for details on how to sign up for that.
Go. Just
do it.
Yeah.
All right. Here's something.
I like that.
Okay. Here's something different. December 30th. Okay. We're talking December 30th.
This is like close to New Year's.
Yeah. We're talking. Yeah. I don't know. This might be too close next week, but that's okay. I want to talk about it. Kwanzaa, celebration of family, community, and culture. Yes. Here's a public Kwanzaa celebration. If you want to learn something new about a different culture, go to the Community and Culture Kwanzaa Celebration, Gateway Dance Theater on 5th Street in Des Moines, December 30th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And they're going to have a big Kwanzaa celebration with dancing and music and food and all this stuff. So this is on Friday, so we'll talk about it again next week. But Friday next week, mark your calendars now for your Kwanzaa celebration on December 30th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. It's free.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where's that at again?
That is 315 East 5th Street. It's the Gateway Dance Theater.
Wow.
Let me see if I have anything else.
Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. But yeah, so they're going to do a lighting celebration, singing, dancing, games, food, fun stuff. Yeah. That's what I got.
It's really interesting. You know, the Christmas holiday starts on Saturday, right?
Uh-huh.
Christmas Eve. Saturday night also starts, is the first night of Hanukkah.
That's right.
And that goes for 8 nights. And then Kwanzaa is there as well. So all kinds of multicultural things that you can do.
That's right. Lots of stuff.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Cool. Kwanzaa.
Kwanzaa. Yes, we're ending this segment with Kwanzaa.
Why
That's
not?
Right. We're ending the Christmas segment with Kwanzaa.
It all works for me. Thanks, Cheryl.
Yeah, of course.
All right, well, have yourself a Merry Christmas.
I will, and Happy Hanukkah to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And we've got family coming in this weekend.
Yes, very nice.
You got family, anybody?
Yeah. Yeah, we got family. We've got everybody.
All right, thanks so much for coming in and doing this again, as you do each week.
Always.
All right, we got to get out of here because it is nigh on to 6 o'clock, and tonight it is Jerry on the controls. Tyler Hackenmiller, our regular producer, is out of town on a family thing, something about the holidays, I don't know. But we have Jerry, and Jerry's saying we've got to go. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, we were talking about our restaurant of the week, which was what? Gusto, with Joe McConville earlier in the program. Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. We already told you about Jerry, who's running the controls tonight. Also, the voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett. Thank you very much, James, for that gift. All right, we've got to get out of here. Have yourself a wonderful weekend, a Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and have a great Kwanzaa. All right? Have yourself a nice evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.